TV.
Martin Zender here. Surprise, surprise. Yes, this is a bonus show. It is Friday evening as I speak with you. I'm going to publish this Saturday as a bona fide, legitimate MZTV episode because I missed two shows last week. You know that's bothered me. So I'm bringing you a bonus today. Though the outward man is decaying as I speak, yet the man within is being renewed day by day. This is the deal with me. I have a flesh-eating squamous cell carcinoma that's eating me, eating my neck, and working up into my face. But not to worry. And I'm not worried because I'm fighting it with some mainstream medicine and with some non-mainstream medicine, which I actually have more confidence in. And how can I lose? Because if God is for us, who can be against us? God brought this to me. Anyway, I just found out from my glorious 23-hour stay at the hospital that I have another infection given to me by God. And so, got to get another antibiotic for that. Yes, once in a while, I break down as a normal human being would, and I cry. But then God brings me back to my senses, and the future brings me great comfort. And I'm not talking about the future on this earth. I'm talking about the future in Eon 4. And as I'm going through this, I thank God continuously for my wife, Maria, my sister, Kelly, my friends, Stacy and Eric, and everybody else, Sharon from Cleveland, and of course her daughter, Francesca, and her sister, Tracy, and everyone else in the body of Christ, all of you who pray for me, I thank God for you. So I'm here to bring you an end time update. Things are going wild. Everything is on track. It's happening fast. We're not wrong about anything. It's not that I'm a perfect human being, but I'm just not wrong. You know, so things are happening. Remember, I have to remind you, this is ultimately a war between the East and the West, as predicted by Daniel. I'll never let you forget this. In chapter 7, Daniel had a vision in his dreams in the night of four beasts coming out of the sea. Almost all the commentators make this to be a repeat of Daniel chapter 2 of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, where he sees the image with the four parts, the head and the midsection and the thighs and the legs and the feet. And it's not, because these beasts are contemporaneous, whereas the parts of the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream were successive. One came, it was succeeded by another one. That one came to a crashing finish, it was succeeded by another one, and so forth. These are happening simultaneously, these beasts, because the fourth beast, which is the Western nations, the United States specifically. Yes, the United States is in prophecy, not specifically, but as a Western beast that is armed to the teeth, really, the word teeth is used, iron with iron teeth and copper claws. It's stamping out the East. And we're seeing this, and we have been seeing this, and I'm making this show because we're going to be seeing it more, like, really, really soon. And I didn't realize how dramatic this was going to be and how obvious it was going to be. And before I tell you what I think is going to happen, we're going to wake up to something amazing. Maybe it's today. You're going to wake up to it on Saturday as you're watching this. Maybe Sunday. Maybe Monday. I don't know. But I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 7. And I'm not going to read all of this because I've been through this so many times. If you want to know more, just look up. Go to YouTube. Look up my name, Martin Zender. And then just look up four beasts of Daniel chapter 7. Daniel, the most important part is in verse 4. This is where the Concordant Version breaks a secret wide open. This was not known before the Concordant Version. The Eastern animals, like a lioness, the Eastern. Every other version that's ever existed, I believe, has the first animal. But the Hebrew word for first is the same word for east. It's the place where the sun rises, the first place the sun touches, east, first, same word in Hebrew. And this opens up a whole vein of truth, because these animals are for religions. Even though they're described later as kingdoms, that is how God looks at them. That is how they are considered from the spiritual world, because the spiritual world is running all four major religions on the earth, and there are only four: Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. And they are all run by a king, not an earthly king, but a celestial king. Abaddon is called the king of the submerged chaos. They are kings. We're looking at this from the divine viewpoint, not the earthly viewpoint. On the earth, we call them priests. I was going to say morons, but they're all morons. We call them pastors. We call them rabbis, imams, but they are all run by kings, celestial kings, demonic kings, who are obsessing the earth's populace with religion, religious excess, obsessing their minds with performance, with how to please their particular deity. That is what religion is all about, pleasing the particular deity, which is the particular king. I personally believe Baal-Peor to be the king of the Christian religion because it is sex-obsessed. You've heard me teach on that. If you haven't, look up Baal-Peor, my name, on YouTube, and you will have your mind blown officially. But this gets very interesting when we realize that every characteristic of these beasts that is named fits to T the religions of the world as they go from east to west, starting with Buddhism, the Far East, Japan, China, Hinduism, India, Islam, the Middle East, and then West, Christianity. So the Eastern animal will go on and on. The one thing is when we get to the fourth beast, we get to artificial construction. The Eastern animal is like a lioness. This is Buddhism. Okay, and it has wings of a vulture. Wings are natural. A vulture is a natural beast. And then the second animal is like a she-bear. One part was set up, and there were three ribs. Ribs, again, natural, part of the body, anatomical. These are, of course, not literal animals. This is a vision that Daniel is seeing. But when God explains what these things are, you do not explain God's explanations. And this is the problem. This is the chief sin of all the expositors in Christianity, is they try to explain God's explanations. Of course, this is not a literal she-bear, a literal lioness, but that's what Daniel is seeing, a literal lioness. Don't misunderstand. He's seeing these beasts. That's why he's shitting himself during this vision. Scripture doesn't mention that. You have to read between the lines. Not between the lions, between the lines. And they are monstrous in their aspect, and they are huge, and they are terrifying. But when God says what they are, then that's what they are. The explanation, you do not spiritualize the explanation. You do not explain the explanation. This is a rule that goes for the entire book of Revelation. And if people respected that rule like I do, you would get a correct understanding of the book of Revelation. Understanding such as I have given you this past 33 years. So the she-bear ribs in place of this. Oh, and in her mouth, she had teeth. Now, verse 6. Daniel 7, in place of this, I was perceiving, and behold, another animal like a leopardess. She had four wings of a flyer. This is Islam. Four wings. This is a mobile religion, the most mobile religion on earth. Fast spreading. These other religions, not so much. Buddhism, Hinduism, you can read their history. They spread for a while, but then they stopped. That's why, and we had one that wings were scraped smooth, because the motion, the progress of this religion was stopped in its tracks. But now we come to the fourth beast. In place of this, I was perceiving in the visions of the night, and behold, a fourth animal, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly mighty. This is the key. This is the West. This is the U.S. She had monstrous iron teeth. This is the first beast that is described by iron. Iron teeth, and she was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder. See, they're contemporaneous. Not so the four parts of Nebuchadnezzar's image of the great statue. Monstrous iron teeth, devouring, crushing, stamping upon the remainder with her feet. She was diverse from all the animals east of her, and she had 10 horns. And if you look at the wild beast of Revelation, this is fascinating. If you look at the wild beast of Revelation, it has all the heads of these four beasts. In other words, if you take the heads of these four animals, add them up, you get the exact number of the wild beast of Revelation. In other words, the wild beast of Revelation is a conglomerate. It's an amalgamation of all the beasts put together. That's why it's called the great wild beast. It is because the Western beast, Christianity, has devoured, has absorbed, has conquered, even though they're still in existence in name only. They have no more power because the West has conquered them. And it is from this beast that Daniel says, verse 8, I was contemplating on the horns, and lo, another bit of a horn came up among them. This is the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness. Okay. Now, we are at war with Iran. Iran wants to have a nuclear weapon. Why? Because Iran is a religious, it's totally run by religious freaks. We know this. It's not a regularly constituted government. There's no separation of church and state in Iran. It's run by radicals who believe that their great imam, the 12th imam, that's their Christ, is going to take over the world, and that they're going to run the world, and they're trying to run the world now, and they believe they can hurry the presence of the 12th imam by causing as much chaos as possible on the earth. They believe this. It's in the Quran that they are to destroy the infidels, and they consider Israel especially and the United States the great Satan. Israel, Satan, we're the great Satan, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. But we're one of the Satans, and they want us destroyed. And the thing that's different about these people having a nuclear weapon, lots of nations have nuclear weapons. But these other nations want to live. They like to live. They like to be rich. They like to drive around in their fancy cars and in their fancy airplanes. But these people, to them, dying is a reward. They get their 70 virgins upon sacrificing their life for the cause. So these people are reckless. They do not value life. They want to die. They're like kamikazes. Okay? They're Islamicist. They're Islamophobic. No, that's not Islamophobic. They're Islamicized kamikazes. That's what they are. It just took me a while to get there. Islamicized kamikazes. So, and I believe that they were close to getting a nuclear weapon because the previous administration here in the United States paid them, bribed them. If we give you all this money, will you promise that to make a nuclear weapon? Of course we, but they don't do anything they're supposed to do. So what have we been watching? If you've been watching the news, and God bless you if you haven't been, this is for all the poor victims who have been. If you have been watching the news, you have found out that there's one lie after another. There was supposed to be a deal. There was supposed to be a treaty signed, a memorandum of understanding where Iran, even though we kept killing their leaders, another group of leaders would come up, and then they were more radical, more radical, more radical. They just keep coming up like whack-a-mole. They just keep springing up. And they are known. They're famous. They're infamous for not honoring treaties. So, I mean, the whole thing is, I think, just to give our president a vindication for destroying them, because they are a threat to the world for sure. Because if they had a nuclear device, they would detonate it. The first thing they'd do is get rid of Israel. And it's just part of prophecy. I'm not making this up. I'm not into any conspiracy theories at all. I'm not. Some people think I'm naive for what I think about Trump. I don't care. It has nothing to do. Stay with the topic. Stay with the topic of the scriptures. The scripture describes a worldwide hatred for Israel. and the world will gather against Israel. And this is something that has surprised even me, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, the speed at which the world has turned against Israel. And it has become a fashionable political trend to hate Israel. Why? I don't know. Because they killed Christ? Yeah, that's probably why. There's probably other reasons. But anyway, it's getting very serious. And as you know, as many of you know, if you don't know, God bless you. The United States being having monstrous teeth. And not only that, let me go read on in Daniel just for a second here. I want to tell you something more about this Western beast as monstrous iron teeth. And here is more. Verse 19 are we in the same chapter or have we moved on? No, we're still in chapter 7, 18. These monstrous animals, the four of them, are four kingdoms that shall arise from the earth. Yes, these are kingdoms, but it's the way God looks at them. A lot of people looked at this and said, Martin, you're crazy. Or A.E. Knox translation of these as religions is crazy. It says right here, they're kingdoms. No, that's from the spiritual viewpoint. This is from the divine viewpoint. Damn right they're kingdoms. We see them as religions, but religions are originated by and executed by and continued by malevolent spiritual forces, otherwise known as kings, who have their kingdoms. And these kingdoms are manifested on earth. I mean, they have their kingdoms in the heavens as well. But they also work their will upon the earth, these kings. They work their will upon the earth. Whatever happens on the earth is a reflection of what happens in the heavens. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Moses made the tabernacle out of the model he saw on Mount Sinai, given to him through messengers, that is, angelic beings. And he was told to make the tabernacle in accord with the pattern that you saw on the mountain. The pattern. On earth as it is in heaven. And so heaven is organized into kingdoms, into powers, and they exercise spiritual supremacy, and they purport to rise above the one supreme God. And just as on earth we have four religions, including the Christian religion, that purport to rise above the supreme, yes, I'm including Christianity. What do you think free will is? It's up to a human to decide the human's destiny, not up to God. The human decides what happens with the human. This is no less than what Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism is doing, taking God off the throne. Christianity has just done it in a more creative way, in a more diabolical, sinister way, in a way that is hypocritical. That's the dirty secret of Christianity, is the hypocrisy of it. It's the most dangerous religion, in fact, not because of the iron teeth and copper claws, but because it is so hypocritical, because it takes the name of God in Christ. That's taking God's name in vain. Christianity, without saying one four-letter word, take God's name in vain every single second of every single day by claiming his name, taking it upon them, but in vain. It's worthless. It's useless, because they're actually his most virile opponents on the earth. They have profaned the name of God with their false teachings, eternal torment, free will, and the Trinity. But let's go verse 17. These monstrous animals, the four of them, are four kingdoms that shall arise from the earth. Yet the saints of the supremacy shall receive the kingdom. These are the Israelites. And they shall safeguard the kingdom unto the eon. That's eon 4. Even unto the eon of the eon. That's eon 5. The kingdom is still going to exist. It's just not going to have a temple. It's still going to have kings, just no temple. Because John said in chapter 21 of the unveiling, I saw no temple in the New Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven. But I meant to get to verse 19, but I thought that was interesting too. Then I wanted to know the true meaning concerning the fourth animal. This is the interesting one. This is the U.S. This is what you're watching on the news. You're watching the fourth animal stamping the hell out of the third animal. I wanted to know the true meaning concerning the fourth animal that was diverse from them all. Why was it diverse? Because it has metallic components. It's like those crazy cartoon things that come to the movies. What do you call them? Iron Man and all those idiotic movies. I can't stand them. Marvel Comics, what do you call them? I don't know what you call them. They're mechanical. They iron teeth. Okay, listen to this. Her teeth were of iron, her claws of copper, and with her feet also, and 10 horns that were on her head. And concerning another horn that came up, and the one fell before it, three fell. Yeah, okay, I don't want to get into the detail of that. And it was very, very, very complicated at that point. But this is what I see happening very soon. There's a place in Iran called Pickaxe Mountain where there is thought to be, according to our intelligence, nuclear material, enriched uranium, and a lot of the stuff that, you know, we probably thought we had completely destroyed, they secreted away under the ground. Lots of stuff's going on under the ground on this earth, including, I believe, Babylon. But that's another story for another show. So I believe that Trump is going to bomb Pickaxe Mountain with a nuke. Yes, I believe we're going to see a nuclear explosion because Trump has had it. He has had it. Okay? He's given, the world has seen that he's been magnanimous in offering peace, offering peace, offering peace, and they break it every time. And so I believe that was all for show because I don't think Trump is so stupid to think that they were ever going to honor. And even if they did sign a piece of paper, of course, we would have to send emissaries from the UN, which is a joke, but anyway, to make sure they were doing what they were supposed to do. No, they're bad boys and girls. They're not going to do what they're supposed to do. But see, this Pickaxe Mountain is thought to be impenetrable because it's like maybe 300 yards or more, I don't know, under the ground, and apparently it's granite. And rumor has it granite's very hard. Is granite hard? Yes, granite is hard. And it's thought that conventional weapons cannot get to it. And so I'm sure that Iran's going, We finally got them. They're stuck. And I just saw a crazy photo today. I don't know if I'll find it for you. It doesn't matter. But they're already rebuilding some of the shit that we bombed the heck out of. They're already rebuilding it. These people want a nuclear, they want a nuclear weapon bad because then they can wipe out Israel and wipe out the U.S. and they can hold sway over this Strait of Hormuz where the oil comes through, this little tiny 20-mile gap of land, this little pinch point where I guess a good percentage of the world's oil comes through. But my prediction of $1 a gallon per gas is still on, folks. It's still on. Things are happening so fast. I think Trump's going to nuke this Pickaxe Mountain. And then it'll be over. Just get it over with. You know, people have been so frustrated, including myself. I'm just like, just finish it. Just finish it. It's just like the guy, I've used this example over and over again, just like the guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember at the airport, Indianapolis Jones, he's challenged by this Muslim guy, what do you know, with this giant saber, and this guy's making ominous motions and he's threatening him with his sabers. And Indy's just like finally gets tired of this performative art and just shoots the guy. Takes out his gun, takes out his iron and just shoots the guy. We're not gonna play these prehistoric games. Okay? And we're just gonna shoot the guy. So I think that time is over for conventional weapons. Apparently there are nuclear weapons that are like dialed down. Like you can dial down a nuke a little bit. It's like, take a Cliffy, take a 5 notches off that one, okay? Yeah, okay, just take 5 notches off that one, okay? Give it a little trim at the bottom there, okay? No, it's too much over the ears. Take it off. Okay, now she's set to go. It's still a nuke. And it's still big enough and powerful enough to get to the bottom of that mofo mountain. So, I don't know. Yes, I could be wrong. You know, it's hard for me to admit that. But if I could be wrong, I could be wrong. But I don't know. That would be quite fascinating. Would I like to see it? Yes. Would I like to be hit with a nuke? Only if it was directly overhead. If it was over Fort Lauderdale. That would be fine with me. I have no problem with dying instantly. If I have to die, I prefer to be snatched away because that is also instantaneous. In fact, it's even faster. So, but I don't want to die slowly of radiation. I'm not into that at all. And as for the people want to know what about these midterm elections. I don't know. There's some people watching from other countries. Welcome. Always glad to know that you're watching from hither and from yon. I have no preference whether if you're yon or you're hither. I love you equally. But we have these things called midterm elections. In other words, when the president is elected every 4 years, then in the middle of his term, there's an election for the House and the Senate. See, we have three. Our government is partitioned into three parts, if you will. The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judiciary, the judicial branch. Because this limits the power. There's not one branch of government that has all the power and can do anything it wants. We like to call it checks and balances, you see. So, two years after the presidential election, there comes election for the legislature. That is the House. There's two parts of the legislature. There's the House of Representatives and the Senate, or the Congress. The Senate, every state, we have 50 of them, 50 states, every state has two representatives. Even the little state, which is Rhode Island, they have two senators, and they're very fat. I don't know that, but, you know, it doesn't matter. But it's even huge states like California only have two senators. But then when you get to the House of Representatives, that is according to population, you see. And so there's a lot been happening about what they call redistricting. And it's according to population, but lately there's a party in our country called the Democrats. And lots been happening with them. Let me tell you just a little bit before their show ends. They've been doing some districting. That is, they've been manipulating things racially, like dividing things according to race. And that's a no-no. You're not supposed to do that. That's called racism. And the Supreme Court recently said you can't do that anymore. So there's some redistricting being done. And so the Republicans, who are, in this case, I'm sorry if you don't like me saying it, in this case, the good guys, hey, there are things as lesser evils, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what's happening with the Democrats in a little bit. See, my whole political stand is this. I'm for small government. That's it. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not an independent. I'm not to be labeled. You know what? You can't label me spiritually. Nobody's going to label me. If you want to label me spiritually, you do so according to the scriptures. I'm a member of the body of Christ. But I am not a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. I am a believer in small government, limited government. I am a believer in individual rights, individual freedom, low taxes. The government ought to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. We must be protected. We must have arms. We must have iron teeth and copper claws, because that keeps bad people at bay. If we didn't have big bombs, we'd all be speaking German. Remember the guy with the mustache in the 1920s and 30s? Yeah, he wanted to take over the world, and he would have if it weren't for us, not bragging or anything. But sometimes the French are so unappreciative. I heard an American visited France, and the French tend to despise the Americans. I don't know why. The American went up to the Frenchman the American felt like he was being ignored or disdained. He asked the Frenchman, "Can you speak German?" Frenchman says, "No." The American says, "You're welcome." They just don't appreciate it. Anyway, the midterm elections, for gas to get down to $1 a gallon, I believe the midterm elections have to be won. In other words, the Senate, right now, the Republicans, which our president, I don't know if you've heard of him, Donald Trump, he's a Republican. See, that's one of the political parties. And the other party, they want it. Have their people be presidents, but they're becoming cuckoo, which is the best friends of the Republicans now are the Democrats, because there's a part of their party that are becoming openly communist. They're becoming avowed communists. They want to get rid of all the laws. They want to get rid of jails. They want to get rid of everything. And this is the best friend Republicans ever had, really. So things are looking good for the guy I just mentioned to carry the House and the Senate on into the near future, which is going to pave the streets of gold for this time of plenty, this time of $1 gas, time of peace and security, which scripture requires right before the shit hits the fan.